this week's Parshas Yisro. sorry about the voice. So on Kaviyas Avichav Yasimecha, just take one topic about Kibud Avaim, and it's more, I guess, it's pretty much halacha based, but okay, a little bit of a sugya halacha, and we'll see. So, in Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya, some in Reish Mem in Yerodeya, is where Hilchos Kibud Avim is found. So there's a couple of Sifim there. They're in Nogea for what we'll talk about. So first, in Sif Dalet, it says, Ezehu Kibud, what's how you mechabit? It says, Machilu, Mashkeyu, feed your father, drink, give him drinks, Malbish, Machasa, Machnes, Emotzi. By doing positive actions, that's called Kibud. Whereas Yira is not doing certain things, not speaking in this place, and not contradicting him. But, okay, that's Kibud. Sif Tes says there that the Chiyuv is Bein Mechayim, Bein Me'achar Misa. That's the Gemara Brayson Kiddushin says, Tanu Avonon, Mechabdu B'chayiv, Mechabdu B'chayiv, Mechabdu B'mosa. The Chiyuv Kibud, Mechayim and Me'achar Misa. So Shulchan Aruch says, how you Mechabdu Me'achar Misa? Says so. You say, if you heard a certain shmua mipiv, then you say, if it's within the first year after he died, so you say kach amar abamori harini kaparas mishkovo, and if it's after your base chalush, you say zechron levracha. That's the way your that's the shulchan aruch gemara's example of how your mechabitim leachar moso. One more halacha, which is nageya, since sif yadalid. This is also Gemara and Kiddushin. We'll see this inside in a second. Omer lo oviv hashkeni mayim, v'imo omeres hashkeni mayim. They both say, bring me water. Meniach imo v'osik b'kibud oviv. You give your father first, and then your mother. And we'll see the Gemara says as far, because ata v'imcha chayovim b'kvod avicha. Because even though you are chayovim both, the kibud of both parents, but since she's also chayovim kvod baila, so it's like an equation in that sense, and therefore his kibud has kedima before her kibud.
Isn't he a bamus?
Huh?
Isn't he a bamus?
It comes up on Daf Hema Beis. The case doesn't come up before Shnei, but it's brought there. Either the first paragraph of the bamus?
Yeah.
It's brought up there. The concept of this svara of ata v'imcha chayavim bechvodo, so it comes up actually a few places. Also, Rishalim there, and almost also quote Marba Metzia, that the reason if your father tells you to be over a certain mitzvah, you don't listen to him, is because atav v'icha chayvim b'kvod Hashem, darshan shvam pasuk. And it's interesting, if you go with that svara, the Acharon have a shayla, we know that you're chayv over your father's kavod before your grandfather's kavod. But why don't we say the same svara of ata ve'avicha chayavim b'kvod avi avicha? Assuming that you actually are chayav in your grandfather's kavod, why don't you say such a svara that should put your grandfather before your father? That's a shayla. So that's the Gemara that can you're makdim your father before your mother. The Shulchan Aruch continues, v'imhi megureshes me'oviv, if they're divorced, shnehem shavim. Then they have equal kibud, equal amounts of kavod, and you can bring the water first to whoever you want to. Because obviously the svar doesn't apply of atav avicha, atav imcha chayavim bechvod. She's not mechuyav in his kavod anymore if they're divorced. And there's a pischit on that, if you know, there's a pischit shuva there in Shulchan Aruch, which quotes another Behudim Kivi Eger, which we'll see in a second, which is the focus. So to see the Gemara inside, get the background. So Shaul, this is condition Lamed Aleph. Shaul ben Amona Achas Esrei Eliezer, son of an Amona, asked Rabbi Eliezer, Abba Omer Hashkeni Mayim, V'im Omer Hashkeni Mayim, Ezo Mehem Kodem, Omer Le, Hanach Kvod Imcha, V'asei Kvod Avicha, Sha'ata V'imcha, Chayavim Kvod Avicha, your father's kavod comes first. The same ben Amona was Boldefnei Rabbi Yoshua, Omer Lo Kach. Same question Rabbi Yoshua, told him the same thing. Amr lo Rebbe nisgar shamahu. What if they're divorced? Then what's the din? And Amr lo, he answered back, Ben Risa Necha Nicker Shabel Mana Ata Tamai Man Bisafu Vakakal and Kitana Golem. Basically, Rabbi Yeshua understood that he knew that he was a Ben Almana. It says he could tell from the crying of his eyelashes that he must have been a Ben Almana. We shall talk about if that was really how he really knew, if that's the deeper pshat. So he answered him, but Derech Schok, he knew the Shiloh wasn't Nogeya. For him, we'll see Rashi in second, Shiloh wasn't Nogeya. Well, was not, he didn't, his parents weren't divorced, he's a Ben Almana. So he answered him, Derech Schok, go put out the bucket of water and call to them like they're Tarnagolim. Okay. Which Rashi understands to mean, by putting in the bucket of water, it means, Rashi says, Kvot Shnehem Shavu Alecha. If the divorce, both of their kavod is equal, so, and the Shulchan Aruch interprets that to mean, Ezerim Shir Tziyak, then you, like we said in Shulchan Aruch before, you can be mechabit either one first. There's no order. Islam is a famous pshat in this Gemara that Achronim ask, what pshat that first the Ben Almana went to Rabbi Yezer to ask who comes first, father or mother, then for the question of Nisgar Shamahu of the divorced, then, which is the follow-up question, which is the mistaver question to ask, because there you don't have the svara of Atav Imcha Chayav and Bechvodo, so Nisgar Shamahu, does my father still come first? And we say, no, that Shneim are Shavim, but he went to Rabbi Eliezer, and then he went to Rabbi Yeshua. Why didn't he ask Rabbi Eliezer the same question? He asked Rabbi Eliezer, and then he asked Rabbi Yeshua both questions afterwards. So it's a famous pshat that Rabbi Eliezer is a Talmud of Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai, in the last Mishnah in Gittin, holds that you can only be Megayish and Isha if you're Matzabot Irvas Dovar, basically that she was Mizana, which would then mean that she's a Rasha. So the reason the Ben Almana didn't ask Rabbi Eliezer this question of Nisgar Shamahu, of whose kibbutz comes first, is because it's pashat that you be mechabit the av before the aim, because you don't have to be mechabit ima rasha. That's why he daf going to Rabbi Yeshua.
You don't. It's pashat that you don't have to be mechabit.
So that's the problem with the pshat. It's machlokas Rishonim. Ram holds that you are chayav kibbutz av who's a rasha. So the pshat should be. There's a few problems with the pshat, but that's the famous pshatel, I guess, that they say in this Gemara. So he went to Rabbi Yeshua, it was Talmud Beis Hillel, and then it's not a riot that the aim is a Rasha. That's Pshat on the Gemara. Al Koponim, the Rashi says on this Gemara of Sheben Amano Ata, so Rashi's coming to explain why Yeshua answered him B'derech Schok, and he knew he was a Ben Amon, and the question's not Nogea for him. Rashi says, V'lo tzorach ata l'maisa el limud basa. This question of Gerishon Mahuv, which parent you're mechavid first, it's not nogea for you. You know, it's not lemais, el limubos. You just came to learn. Vaniyom erlecha, I'll tell you, shekavish neim shavah lecha, the kavod of both of them is equal. That's what Rashi says. Rashi is going to be very important in just a few moments. Okay. So now, there's a tshuva from the Noda Bihuda. Piskei tshuva quotes this Noda Bihuda. It's in Noda Bihuda Tenyona, Evan Ezer Simen Memhei. It's a very interesting story. I'm not sure I understand the depth of everything going on with the story. Definitely is kedai to see inside. It sets up a story like this, that there were two brothers, he called them their Shimon and Levi in the story, that were very, very close to each other. And Levi was the older of the two. Levi had a daughter, and everyone thought he could call each other to Shimon to marry his niece, Levi's daughter. Shimon didn't want it, even though Levi did want it very much. Shimon didn't want it. It caused a little bit of a rift between the two, but they're still so close, and they still made it work out. Levi was on his deathbed. Everyone wanted Shidduch. The grandfather, meaning Shimon and Levi's father, the Yaakov of the story, and people of the city as well. Whatever happened, Levi said to his wife, Levi was Masab's wife, and said, I don't want you to push the Shidduch. If I finish the story correctly, Levi said, I don't want you to push the Shidduch. And then it was that Levi passed away. So now, everyone was like pushing former Ashes Levi to go ahead with, you know, to push the Shidduch, because Levi's no longer in the picture. And I guess Shimon would have had a change of heart and would have gone for it, and that part didn't get clear about why they thought that it could have worked. Or at least have pushed the suggestion. So that was the Shiloh. That was the Shoel. This question was asked to the Shoel of Navi Yehuda, and the Shoel spells out what his cheshbonos were. So the Shoel first says, even though in the Gemara, when it comes to two parents, who, in the case of Gerushin, you can listen to whichever one you want, it says maybe Almana is different. Maybe for the Almana, it's mistaver that she still has to listen to her husband. Okay, that's what the Shoel says, and therefore that would mean that she should not push the shidduch. Then he says, no, we could make the shidduch go, because there's a separate halacha that the Rama brings in Hilchos Kibud Av Ve'eh, that if the father specifically says I don't want my son to marry a certain woman, then the ben does not have to listen to him. And the Shoel assumes, he doesn't bring it there in the tshuva, but the Shoel assumes that the same should be true for a daughter as well. If the father doesn't want a shidduch for daughter, the daughter can listen. The children can do as they wish. So the whole shaila about whose kavod comes first is not nogeya in this case, anyways. And they can proceed as they wish. Then he had a different suffix. Maybe the almana herself should have an agenda not to push the shidduch, because of the concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames, that she should, forgetting about that, it's the husband, and nothing to do with the kavod of her husband, but just to l'kayim, since this is what the mace requested of her, so she should not push the shidduch. So that's what those were the Shoel's cheshbonos. So Navi Yehuda picks apart the whole case. So first he starts off saying the concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames is not relevant here. The almana definitely doesn't have a mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. So let's get that out of the picture. That which the Shoel says that the almana is still chayav in the kavod of her deceased husband, he says ein lezatam. That makes no sense that she should still be chayav in his kavod. He proves it misfar. He says that she had the reshus to go ahead and remarry. Where's his kavod then when she goes ahead and remarries? He has no makom to stop her from remarrying. The truth is, there are those that want to make a chiluk and say that really the almana is chayav in kavod by lo hames until she remarries. Once she remarries, then her chiyuv kavod stops. That is a chiluk. But the Navi Yehuda assumes that there is no makom for an almana to have a chiyuv kibud for her deceased husband. So he says, so if anything, you could be mechalek to the other side and say, we find really, if anything, her kavod should be greater, meaning any children, kids should listen to her over the father's ratzon, because that which the Gemara says that gerushin, that ezem hem shiritza yakdem, you could listen to either parent, you could be makdem either parent first, that's tafka by gerushin. However, when the father dies, so then you should be mekayim kibud aim over kibud av, because he says kavod chai is odif me kibud meis. Even though the Gemara says, we read the brayso, tanur rabbanan mechabdo bechai v'mechabdo bemoso, they're not equal. Ikar hakibud hu mechayim. Kibud the kibud for the parent who's alive comes before kibud for the parent who's dead. And he brings a raya from that Rashi. Rashi said, when the Ben Almana came, Rashi says, oh, Rashi explains that Yeshua responded the way he responded, because you can't be coming Lamaisa. You're just coming Lilmod Basa. You can't be coming Lamaisa when you ask this question about Gerish and Mahu. You're a Ben Almana, it's not Nogea for you. Maybe it is Lamaisa. Maybe the Ben Almana's intention was to compare his situation of two parents, of one parent, his father being deceased and his mother being alive. Maybe his intention was compare Misa to Gerushin. And he was saying, can I listen to either one? Is it like Gerushin that I can listen to either one where their Chiyuv Kibud is equal? Or not? Maybe it was Lemaisa. How could Rashi say that the case of Ben Almana was only Lilmud Basa and it was not Lemaisa? The case of Ben Almana also could have been Lemaisa. the case of Ben Almanda also. Maybe the Ben Almanda was comparing the case of Misa to the case of Gerishin. That in both cases, there's no svara of ato v'im chachayav bechvodo, either because she's divorced from him, or because he's dead, so she's not chayav in kavod baila anymore. She can go ahead and remarry. Maybe that was the Ben Almanda's intention. So why does Rashi say that it can't be they're asking a question l'maisa for you? Another who proves from that? Because it would be pashut. In the case of Almana, it would be pashut that kibud aim comes first. Even the Ben Almana would not have a suffix about that. Everyone knows that kibud mechaim comes before kibud mechisa. There's no makom to compare it to gerushin. Gerushin is ezem hem shigur tzayakdim because there's no svar of atav imcha chayavim bechvodo. But when the father died, so kibud mechaim definitely comes before kibud mechisa. That's the proof, that's another Behuda brings a raya from Rashi to Hishita. That kibud mechaim is odif mekibud achermosa. And he says, this is all nogea for other shilas. If there's a machlokas of the parents, what to do? You listen to the one who's alive before the one who's dead. But in this case, it's not nogea lemaisa, because as far as shiduchim is concerned, the kid anyways can do as he pleases or she pleases, doesn't have to listen to the parents in any case. Even if the father's alive and says, marry somebody, don't marry somebody, she doesn't have to listen. So that's what we get from this Noda Behuda. Noda Behuda says, the kibu mechaim is adif mekibu ve'achar misa. Even though the Gemara says you're chayav in both, it says there's different dargas. That's the Noda Behuda Shita. And he brings a raya from Rashi. The fact that you can't compare misa to gerushin must mean that kibu mechaim is adif mekibu ve'achar misa. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shuvas and Simon Samaches and is Cholik. So first, he starts off, he says, he's not coming to just Nodi Behuda, it's a different discussion there, he brings it in Derech Agav. But Betoch Dvorov, first he starts off by saying, definitely an Almana is not Chayav in Kvod Baila, in Kvod Amaze. There's no Makom to say that she's Chayav in his Kavod. And he says Misvara, so it means that the din should be the same as Gerishin. Misa should be the same as Gerishin. Not like the other Behuda was saying, but Misvara, at least Gabe that aspect, there's no Chiyuv for an Isha Migureshes or an Almano, there's no Chiyuv to be Mechabed, the deceased husband or the divorced husband. But then he says, I have a Rai from Abesio, even he says, I don't understand the Svara, he says, but I've arrived from a Beis Yosef that Misa is different from Gerishin. Listen to what he quotes from the Beis Yosef in Yoredeish Shinayin Vov. He says, Beis Yosef says that there's a mitzvah to say, this is Lashon Beis Yosef, mitzvah lomar kaddish al imo b'chaye oviv. Your father's still alive, your mother's dead. So there's a mitzvah to say kaddish for your mother. V'im oviv makbid, the father doesn't want you to say kaddish. Af al pi de imo astolo tzavo'o lomar bishvila kaddish. Let's say the mother's dying, and she knows she's going to die, and the mother says, please say kaddish for me. The father is makbid. Kibud av adif mi kibud aim. So, in that case, you do not say kaddish, you listen to your father, and you don't say kaddish. So, kibud av is kodem. I mean, that's pashut. He's alive, it's kibud av, everything points that direction. That's the case of the Beis Yosef. What's the diuk, though? So, Rabbi Kiva brings this Beis Yosef to show that there is a distinction between Misa and Gerishin, because if the rules of Misa were like Gerishin, Gerishin is, they're both not chayv in each other's kavod, so you do whichever, you can, ezo mem shir tzayakdem. So here, they're having a machlokas, and it's liachar Misa, right? The ima wants you to say kaddish for her, and the father says don't. And the Beis Yosef says, you have to listen to the father, and you don't say kaddish. If it was like Gerishin, you could do as you wish. Ezem em shiir tzayakdem. So, why is Beis Yosef say, kibud av is adif? There's no svara of she's chayv in his kavod, she's dead. She's not chayv in his kavod. So the Kibbeger says, even though I don't understand the svara, but we'll speak about the svara in a little bit, even though I don't understand the svara, you see from here that Misa is not the same as Gerishin, that his kavod is greater in the case of Misa. Even though by Gerishin they're equal, by Misa his kavod comes first. Then he brings another Behuda and says, from this Beis Yosef, I see a raya against another Behuda. He says, the Beis Yosef says, what's the reason that you don't say Kaddish there? Because the father says, don't say Kaddish. The mother wants you to say Kaddish, but the father says, don't say Kaddish. What did the Beis Yosef say? Because Kibud Av Adif. Why did he say Kibud Av Adif? Why didn't he say Kibud of that parent which is alive is Adif? Kibud Achai Adif. There's no Shaila here. One's dead, one's alive. According to Nabi Yehuda Svara, it's Pasha that the Kibud Achai comes before Kibud Hameis. And it would be a Nafkamina in the opposite case. The case of when the father is deceased and the mother is alive. And the father wants you to say Kaddish, the mother doesn't want you to say Kaddish. What would be the halacha then? According to Nabi Yehuda, what?
Don't say Kaddish.
The mother says, according to Nabi Yehuda, don't say Kaddish because you listen to the Kibud Chai over the Kibud Meis. But the Diyuk in the Beis Yosef is not that way. The Diyuk in the Beis Yosef is Kibud Av comes first. He said, in the flip case, when the father's still alive, he says, why are you listening to your father? Because Kibud Av Adif. So they'll come out different conclusions in the flip case of when the father's dead. So that's a riot against another Bihuda from this Beis Yosef. That's a Bikivegar time on the Bihuda. So come out, Machlokas Bikivegar, another Bihuda. Do you say the Svara of Kibud Chai is other from Kibud Meis or not? That's what we have so far. He says, I have a riot to the Beis Yosef, meaning a riot to this Tzad that Kibud Av. Even though we don't know the Svara, I have a riot to this Sad that Kibud Av Li'achar Misa is stronger than Kibud Eim Mechayim. Meaning that you listen to the father Achar Misa before the mother's alive. You know what his riot is? That same exact Rashi that none of you would have brought a riot from. Says, Rashi says, the Bein Lamana came, it wasn't for Lilmud, it wasn't Lamaisa, it was only for Lilmud Basa. Rabbi Kivi asked the same question. It wasn't Lamaisa? Maybe it was Lamaisa. Maybe this Ben Almana was comparing his case to Gershon. The two are equal. She's not chayiv in his kavod, so maybe he's getting to that point of he can do as he. If there's a machlokas between the Almana and what the father, when he was alive, requested of him, who do you listen to? Maybe the answer is you do it whichever one you want first, either one, because they're not chayiv in each other's kavod. The fact that Rashi says that it wasn't Lamaisa means that it's pashut that what? That is Pashat, that for whatever reason, really she is Chayiv in his Kavod, and you have to listen to the father, even though he's dead. It's Pashat, the reason that it wasn't Lamaisa is because there's no suffix. It's Pashat, you listen to the father before the mother. Only in Gerishon, where she's not Chayiv in his Kavod, do you listen to, you can do whichever one you want. Listen to either one first. But in the case of Misa, of course you listen to the father first. Both Nadbi and Riki Vega bring this Rashi, make the same diuk in the Rashi of, oh, it can't be Lamaisa. Why can't it be Lamaisa? Misa's the same as Gerishon. Elamaya must be what? What's the what? It changes according to who you're going. Nabi Huda says Elamaya must be. There's no suffix. Of course, the kibud of the parent that's alive comes before the kibud of the parent that's dead. Kvegar says, no, it's Pashat. There's no Shaila here. It's Pashat that Misa's different than Gerishon. It's Pashat you listen to the deceased father over the mother, because in the case of death, it's different than Gerishon. In the case of death, the father's covenant comes before the mother's covenant. Same Rashi, two different Diyukim, two different conclusions. What do the later Achronim do about this? So the Orach HaShulchan, Simon Reishmet, Sif Lam and Zayin, he brings the Machlokas Nadbihudu Bikivega, this exact case. He says, if the mother's alive, so does her kavod come before the father? So he says, Neril Nias Taiti, the halacha is like Nadbihudu, that Kibud Hachai is before Kibud Hameis. And he brings Rabbi Kivager's Rai from the Beis Yosef. We said the case of Kaddish, the whole diuk in the case of Kaddish, of it's mashma from the Beis Yosef, that if the father is deceased and the mother is alive, that you do say Kaddish for the father, even though the mother is alive. That was the kash on the Nadi Bihuda. So Aruch HaShulchan answers and says that his lashon is Vaday Amiras Kaddish Kavod Hameis Kodem Mishum Dzehu Tikun Nishmaso V'lachein Hutrach Lomar Tam B'nei Shekibud Oviv Kodem. In Gam HaNodi B'Yehuda Yodav, that the Nodi B'Yehuda would agree to this case of the Beis Yosef. He would agree that there's no Svara of Kibud Achai coming before Kibud Hameis in the case of Kaddish. Because Kaddish is the one case which you can't apply this Svara of Kibud HaChai is more Chashan than Kibud HaMeis. The whole purpose of Kaddish is to make a tikkun for the Neshama. There's a reason by the case of Kaddish that then Kibud La'achar Misa becomes just as strong, if not even stronger, than Kibud Mechayim. So in the case of the Beis, so the deal from the Beis Yosef, that if the father would be deceased and the mother would be alive, that you do say Kaddish for the father, even though the mother's still alive and Kibud HaChai is more chashuv, that's because Kaddish is different. Kaddish is a tikkun from the neshama, and there's good reason to listen to the father. As for the flip case, the case the Beis Yosef actually says, where the mother dies, and the father says, don't say Kaddish. If you listen to the father and you don't say Kaddish, it's a tikkun neshama. Maybe Kibud HaMeis should be so chashuv even before Kibud HaChai. The Lashon L'Orach HaShulchan is Vade Amiras Kaddish Kavod HaMeis Kodem, that Kavod HaMeis comes even before Kibud HaChai. And yet the Beis Yosef says you listen to the father. So what the Orach HaShulchan has to mean is, even though in general we say a svar that Kibud HaChai is before Kibud HaMeis, like Nodi Behuda holds that you always listen to the parent that's alive before the one that's dead. So in the case of Kaddish, that's not true. In the case of Kaddish, you listen, their Kibud is equal. And if the father who's alive says, don't say Kaddish, then you put first the Ratan of the father, because Kibud Av is Kodem. And that's the Beis Yosef's reason, because Kibud Av is Kodem, and you don't say Kaddish on the mother. But there's no reason the Beis Yosef should have said that's because Kibud of the parent who's alive is Kodem, because Kaddish is a different story, Kaddish is Tikkun Neshama. It's only because Kibud Av is Otev. That's how Nodi Behuda would understand the Beis Yosef here as well. That Kaddish is a different story, there's no Kaddish on the Nodi Behuda from the case of Kaddish. Because Kaddish, Kibud HaMeis is equal to Kibud HaChai. But the Orach HaShulchan passes like the Nodi Behuda, that the Kibud of the parent whose life comes first, Chuvas Divri Malkiel, and the later Achronim as well, and Chelik Beisim and Kuflam and Zayin, he passes like Rebbe Kivi Eger, that Kibud HaMeis and Kibud HaChai are equal. There's no Kedima to the one who's alive. Just quotes the Brisa of the Gemara, Mechabdu B'chayv, Mechabdu B'mo, so it's mashma that they're equal levels of Kibud. The Chazon Ish has said something interesting about that Gemara. The Chazon Ish in Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Memtes Ozvav, he's bothered by the whole Beis Yosef to begin with, because that Gemara is talking about, they both ask you to bring a drink of water, so who do you bring a drink of water to first? That's only, so you could definitely do keep with both of them, it's just, which one do you bring a drink of water to first? What if parent A says, do this, and parent B says, don't do that. He says, that's very different. That the Gemara never was talking about. Like a case of Kaddish. Theoretically, the case of Shidduchim. Where there's actually a machlokas between the parents. You can't do as they both request. He says, that is not connected to this Gemara whatsoever. Even though these earlier Achronim are connecting the two cases together, he says there's no connection. Because how can you listen to one parent mevatel the other parent's ratzon? So what does he say? He says, Shev Yal Taisa Adiv. It's best just to not bekum va'ase, go against one of the parents' ratzon, just sit and do nothing. Which would then come out by Kaddish, in this type of machlokas, you would basically never say Kaddish. But we are medayik in the Beis Yosef, that in the case of when the father is niftar, and the mother is makbid, it says don't say Kaddish, the diyuk is that you do say Kaddish. Bekum va'ase against Ratzon Ha'em. You always do what the father wants, whether it's v'sheva tais or bekum va'ase. So, that's an issue. But just to know that that's the Chazon Ish's Svara, that being mocked in one person's Ratzon is not versus, before, being mocked in one parent versus the other parent is not the same as being mevatel one of the parents' Ratzon. The Svara as to why, again, the Rikki Vigor says, I don't know, he says, I have this Beis Yosef, but I don't know the Svara. He quoted the Beis Yosef that if the Diuk would be, if that the Kavod, in the case of Misa, you listen to the Kavod of the father who's deceased before the in either case, whether the father's deceased or mother's deceased, you listen to the father first. He says, I don't know why. It should be the same as Gershon. She's not chayiv in his kavod. He's not chayiv in her kavod. You can do whichever one you want. What pshat that you listen to him first? There's no svar that she's chayiv in his kavod. He's dead or she's dead. What's the pshat that you should be makdim kibud av here? She's not chayiv in his kavod. So the svar that the achronim say, and this is something which needs to be worked out, is the cases that we're talking about here are on their deathbed. That she or he said, please say Kaddish for me, you know, when I die. And he or she says back, please, I'm still going to be alive, don't say Kaddish for me. At the time of that Sivoy, she was chayiv in his kavod. When she said, let's say she's on her deathbed, so she says, please say Kaddish for me. If he says I'm makbid, don't say Kaddish, you revert back to that svara of atav imcha chayavim bechvodo. She was chayav in his kavod. So if he's makbid and doesn't want her to say Kaddish, then she can't say please say Kaddish for me. So since at the time of that sivoy, she wasn't allowed to ask something against his ratzon. So the shaila is obviously Rikveger was not okay with the svara, because Rikveger is saying back, Mabekach, what do I care that at the time of the tzivoy she couldn't go against him? Now she's dead. Now the child has a chiyuv to be mechabid her li'achar misa, and at this juncture she has no chiyuv kibud to him because she's dead or he's dead, whatever the case is. So do you look after the time of the tzivoy? At the time of the tzivoy she had no rishus to go against him because she was married at that point? Or do you look at the mitzvah of when you're grappling with it afterwards, of do I say Kaddish, do I not say Kaddish? At that juncture, she's dead, he's dead, they're not chayiv in each other's kavod, then you should be able to listen to whichever one you want, like Gerushin. That's the grapple here of do you say such a svara or not. Lastly, the other thing which needs to be figured out is, the question is much better than any answer, there's a tremendous diuk in the Beis Yosef. The case that he came up with was the case of when she died. Mitzvah lomar kaddish al ima, and the father is makbid. So we say, you listen to your father who's alive, not because he's alive, that was the kashan of the Bihud, we listen to your father who doesn't want you to say kaddish. That's not such a big chiddush. In general, kibud av comes before kibud aim, the father is alive, there's many reasons for that case. Why didn't the Beis Yosef say the case which was a bigger chiddush? Why didn't the Beis Yosef say the case which was a bigger chiddush? Why didn't he say the case of the father dies, the mother's alive, and she's makbid, and she says, don't say kaddish because I'm still alive? Why didn't the Beis Yosef tell me that in that case, you say that you listen to, it's kibud av is ad if you listen to the father? Wouldn't that be a bigger chiddush? Why did the Beis Yosef choose the more simple case of when the mother dies and the father's alive, that and the father's makbid, not to say kaddish, that you listen to the father? That's lachor more pasha. The father's alive, meaning even though that svara may or may not apply, why does he choose that case of when the father's alive and the mother's dead, and in that case you listen to the father not to say kaddish? It would have been a much bigger chiddush to say the case of when the father's dead and the mother's alive, that you do say kaddish, like ratzon ha'av, not ratzon ha'im. There's chiddushim in there. The father's dead and you listen to him. Bekum va'ase, you're going against the mother's ratzon, we said. The mother says, don't say kaddish, and you're still doing it. Why do you choose that case? It definitely needs a pshat. The Divri Malkiel says a pshat. I don't understand it. I'll just tell you what he says. He says, that case doesn't exist. B'mitzias, that case doesn't exist. Well, I mean, of course it exists. Of course it's possible for the father to die and the mother to be makbid, not to say kaddish. He says, that case, there's no tzad that you will listen to the mother. Not to say kaddish. Her whole makom to be able to be makbid and not to say kaddish is because she's having tzar and bizayon. Oh, how can you say kaddish when I'm still alive? He says, she has no tzar. She has no tzar if you were to say kaddish for the father. And that's why the Beis Yosef couldn't have chosen that case. The mother cannot be makbid. Mashen came the flip case. The mother's dead, the father's alive. In that case, it's shayach tsar and bizayon. If you're saying kaddish and the father's still alive, there, for whatever reason, it is tsar, it is bizayon for the father when you're saying kaddish and he's still alive. The flip case doesn't. The flip case is not true. The mother's alive, you're saying kaddish, And you're saying Kaddish for the dead father? She can't possibly have Tsar. She can't have Vizayon. That's why the Beis Yosef only chose the case of when the mother was dead and the father's alive. Because there, the father's Hakbada really has a makom to stand on because he has Tsar and Vizayon. If you were to say Kaddish, even though he's alive. I don't understand the depths of what that distinction is, but it's definitely a deal why the Beis Yosef chose that case to discuss, or the case of when the mother died, and the father's makbid not to say Kaddish. That's the case he says, listen to your father and don't say Kaddish. The other case would have been a much bigger Kaddish. It's definitely a big deal. So Bisikum, we have a Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and another Behuda. If, in a general case of, if the father, right before he dies, is mitzvah one thing, and the mother, while she's still alive, says something else, who do you listen to? Do we say kibud chai is odif, and you listen to the mother over the father, and that she does not be Yehuda, and the Aruch HaShulchan paskens that way? Or do we say that, for whatever the svara is, which we spoke about, do we say that the kibud of the aviv hames is chashut fei, and that's the Rikiv Eger Shita, as he brought a raya from the Beis Yosef? And again, that svara would be because at the time of the tzivoy, she was chayiv in his kavod, so you can't go against her ratzon. So she can't go against his ratzon, so you have to listen to kibud av hames. That's their machlokas. The raya from the Beis Yosef, legabe Kaddish, the Aruch HaShulchan was madcha, and so Kaddish is different. There, the Nodi Behuda would agree that kibud hames is just as good as kibud achai as far as Kaddish is concerned, because it's a tikkun for the neshama. And we also said, agav, that the chazanish holds, that really the whole discussion shouldn't be placed here, because the whole comparison to the case of Gershon and the Gemara, the case of Gershon and the Gemara, is regarding kedima, that you can mekayim both of the parents' ratzon, but who do you put first? Here we're talking about being mevatel, one of the parents' kibud. And also we just pointed out that they both made Diyuk and Rashi, and they both brought that Diyuk and Rashi to prove their point. If it's the same exact Diyuk, it just went different directions with the Diyuk. So that's the Machlokas Achron. Okay. Shekach.